Sunday Skypers.
Doctor approved.
The Sunday Skypers. Atlanta, the far seas.
All right, so let's figure out where Vanna is, since Ari wasn't here for the end of the last session.
Sorry about that.
They came into this harbor on this island. There's a floating dock in the middle of the harbor where the foreign ships are moored, and you were led to a mooring there. One of the foreign ships of note was an Imrian ship, your slaving enemies. And did you get papers for Vanna to come on board on shore?
I think we did, but I don't remember.
I think
there were some. We talked about maybe not doing it to have someone on the ship, but then I think somebody said, "Hey,
Valentine, convinced you." So. You need papers to let you go onto the island. The Quan are not real open, so only Vanna has papers to go on the island, and to go there, pretty much have to arrange with the Hispasian administrator types to take you there.
Okay.
So that is a question to figure out where Vanna wants to be, because Zamul and Valentine and Jivez went to stay on the island. So we figured you were at least seen to your ship, and if you wanted to come join them later, you could.
Okay. That sounds about like what she'd do anyway, so.
All right, then we can assume you're led to an area it's walled, and then inside it there's these kind of cottage villas that are scattered around this very well manicured garden-like, park-like interior.
Ooh, Vanna likes.
It's very nice.
It's pretty. Does it look like rich people live here?
It's certainly the money involved in the creating and maintaining.
Okay, I know where my priorities lie then.
So you can show up there at Zamul's guest house, maybe about the time that Zamul is coming back from talking to the neighboring Farad.
Ah.
You've got a little time, and then there's like a reception tonight.
Okay.
Cool. Now, do I expect Vanna to show up? I think I have to consult like Jivez or someone to know if that would be offensive or something. Because I have no idea what the Quan are like regarding pirates or potential pirates or weirdos like Vanna.
Hey!
You know.
I'm a pirate, not a weirdo.
Strange foreign types who are not moneyed, like me.
They're not terribly open to foreigners, but you also may have a bit of cachet for your helping out with the Mangar Corsairs.
All right. Right. It may pay to have Vanna there so the wife can point to her and go, oh, she was there, and da-da-da, and get excited. Yeah, I like that. It won't bite me in the ass at all, I'm sure. And I'm sure there won't be any Imrians at the table either.
Oh?
I mean, why would there be? I mean, that's just silly. Yeah, in that case, someone will, you know, critically make sure that Vanna is attired appropriately for the banquet or dinner, whatever it is, the occasion. And maybe he'll wonder where Valentine is, because Valentine usually has some insights as to what to wear.
I always have insight.
Now, is Valentine off somewhere else, or could we like bring him in here?
The last time we talked to him, he was getting fitted for a new sash, if I remember.
Absolutely. Made out of local materials, but with that snappy fashion that only the Valentine can bring.
The Valentine? You have a D behind your name now?
On occasion.
Well, I guess we're on our own.
Yep.
So in that case, I mean, the scene is probably just Samuel going, that's terrible. That's terrible. That's better. That's terrible.
Trying
or like,
to get...
no, no, no. That's horrible. And you know, not being helpful at all. until we're ready.
All right.
Pretty sure Vanna has no idea what is appropriate to wear and what isn't.
I'm sure she has half an inkling.
Half an inkling, maybe.
All right, then, Sook,
yeah.
You could be there representing the Sunra. There's
okay.
The local commodore who's in charge of the local fleet will probably be there, and maybe some of the captains, so you could be part of that.
Okay. Well, that means I would definitely bring out the silk cloth mandolin, silk cloth robes, and the fine garments, and the rainbow craw leather boots. I'm going to cut such a... until Valentine walks in.
If nobody has anything else that they want to get done before this, we can go to that.
Was the smuggling supposed to be before or after?
Later tonight. I already found my conch shell. It's all part of the plan. I just need to scare up some leather. Big sheet of leather, but that shouldn't be too hard to find.
I guess when you get in close to the time, Mandalin, combine, says, I'll escort you to the hall. How would you like to be introduced?
I think, someone will attempt to like he goes into an initial like, I would of course be, and then he remembers, wait, I have no idea. Jives, what would be appropriate? The entire full titles, the less is more is less?
Well, I believe you would certainly want to let them know you are important, but you don't want to try to look like you're trying to make yourself more important than they are.
Oh. So I must obfuscate my obvious greatness. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is important. And one must not bear the blame. That is a bad simile. Simply say that I am an influential merchant and a humble servant of the satrap, of course, and his wife.
Zamul of the House of Marath.
Yes, yes. Procurer of Faradun. It should suffice.
And you're bringing how many of your entourage?
The important crew, the important five. I don't count Trog, of course. I don't expect him to come. I expect him to guard my possessions in my absence.
Trog guard.
you didn't. I don't think you.
Maybe I didn't get his permission to. Right, you're right.
Yeah, he's back on the boat, spitting into the water.
In that case. Great image. In that case, the core people who have papers. So the servant and us.
Then you're led out of your little section, and a couple of Kang kind of form up beside you, and you're led up towards the high point where the big mansion complex is. You're led into the room that's it's a very large room, high ceilings with all the columns, big high windows, colorful banners hung about. At the farther end, you can see there's a male Quan lounging on his couch, servants, slaves looking after him. You can see Sharmina's on a couch next to and a little behind him. At his right, there's a big Kang in resplendent, polished battle armor. There's the Aspasian in fine robes.
Those were the, lemon-colored people with no noses?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
A few more steps down, you can see a number of Kang guards. Off to the sides, there are some Sunra, maybe Sooks in there with them.
Yeah, probably at the captain's table. So where am I? It's probably important, the most favored captain's closest to the satrap.
Yeah,
I'm nowhere near that, no. Yeah.
there's no table. This is just, you'll adjourn to another room where there's dining and entertainment. Right now, this is sort of everybody's being
but
introduced.
We're still being ranked up by importance. So.
Yeah, you're way down the line. You're the, I guess we'll bring him to.
But I'm not the last in line.
So you're led up, and the Mandalin introduces you as Zamul of the House of Marath, procurer from Farad, as you're brought before the satrap.
Excellent.
Sharmina, as you're walking up, says something to the satrap, and when you're introduced, he kind of begrudgingly kind of gives you some of his attention, like, oh, maybe they're sort of worth a little of my attention. And then the Aspasian says, we have noted your good work in assisting the Empire against the barbarian corsairs. We would like to reward you and show our appreciation and your efforts. And Mandalin carries a nice satin pillow, and on the pillow there's a scabbard, a jeweled scabbard and dagger that they bring and present to you, Zamul.
Ooh, I think I'll be getting my hands on that later.
It's super gaudy and...
Is it sparkly?
Oh, it's super sparkly.
Oh, you know where her eyes are then.
You know, Samuel doesn't touch it. Like, he doesn't, you know, lower himself in that way. He just sort of nods appreciatively and bows very low, and of course says that he is ever the satrap's humble servant, and then he sort of signals for the pillow to go to Jivez, who will take possession of the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I think Vana's licking her lips in the background.
Somebody needs to elbow her in the ribs or something.
Hey, I'm not used to fancy stuff.
Thank you for your service, and look forward to discussing our continued relations tomorrow. And then you're kind of prompted to, like, go back.
Move on. Yeah.
Back into the throng. And then as you're standing there, then they start introducing some of the other foreigners. There's Hasmirin. He's under 5 foot tall, mahogany brown skin, shriveled features, hunched posture. He has very mundane brown robe on. He's introduced as Abin El-Kwa of Kazmir. Next, there are a couple of Amanians who are introduced. There's a female who has bright white plate armor with the eye symbol of Ah painted on, and the other one is in white robes, cinnabar skin, sculpted features, deep green eyes, and you can see the hairs removed from his head.
Okay.
The female has a chainmail coif over her head. And they're introduced as Aldora and Abrek of Amon. Next is the fellow you met previously, the Farad Sulamar of the House of Hazul.
How does he introduce himself? Just as simple as that?
Yeah, pretty much. He goes with something similar, procurer from Farad. Next, there's a Fantasian. He's about 7 foot tall, pale skin, amber-colored hair, narrow-belled, delicate features. He's introduced as Tagwin of Fantasia, a dream merchant. And then, walking in, Valentine recognizes this is Lord Maxentius Marcus Zane of House Zane.
Oh, damn.
He has another Zandir behind him who you think you saw once, some relative of his or other.
What about the lovely wife?
She doesn't seem to be here.
Oh. Well, I was going to stand out. Now I'm not so sure.
Aren't you, like, enemies with the Amanian types, too?
Maybe. I'm more concerned about Lord Zane, because he has absolutely no sense of humor.
So he's like the Amanian.
Maybe.
They might actually get along. All right.
So are you trying to not be noticed?
Lord Zane is around, yeah.
Okay.
Of course, then, unfortunately, I did try to bump up my fashion sense more noticeable, so it's like, oops.
We don't have inconspicuous, but we could do,
inconceivable that I would have inconspicuous.
Yeah, let's do some sort of roll here just for fun to see whether or not.
Acrobatics as he dives behind the bush. Woo!
Something like stealth?
Well, just choose anything I don't have skill in, and sure.
I could see streetwise. You're kind of in a crowd and trying not to be noticed. That could be a streetwise kind of thing.
How to blend in with a crowd.
Yeah.
That counts.
We'll give that a shot. I mean, a plus one in the dark is better than a negative, so sure. I'll throw down a die roll here. Ooh, ah, ow.
It looks like he doesn't notice you, but the other fellow he's with seems to make note of you.
Right. Yeah, that little voice in my head says, oh, target lock.
That little side look.
You sense a little smile or smirk at the corners of that guy's mouth.
That smirk, it says so much. It's like, we'll be meeting again across blades.
And then the last person that's introduced is Imrian Darren Vanas.
Oh, I'm the instant bottle brush tail right here. It's like, I'm going to try to hide behind, God, who's in front of me?
Valentine. Which one of them?
Yeah, okay. I'll hide behind Valentine, then I'll just crouch down, hide behind him.
All right.
I have no sense of social decorum, so yeah, I'm going to hide.
You've got stealth. You can probably do that.
Can I attempt to prevent this by like, swatting at Vana and going, like, what are you doing? Behave!
I'm not a dog!
This is a battlefield. This is not a joke! Like,
all right. You can give her a penalty to her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Between her dex and her natural stealthiness, she's at plus six. And what do we want to have Zamul use?
Probably coerce or something, maybe.
All right. So we call that a minus three. So you're at plus three on your roll, Vana.
Okay.
Boom. Oh, damn it.
Hoisted by your own petard or crap.
Yeah, so instead of you pulling her out from behind the other people, she pulls you behind the other people, so you're both behind them.
I'd like to snap at him. May I snap at him?
I think snapping is...
I do have a fox head.
You're a jaca, not a fox. There are no foxes in...
We have a hairy bestial face. That's all we need.
Snapping.
So, Valentine, you must be very large to hide a Farad behind you.
Okay, I'm not cute.
Here, so. Come back behind here with me. It's safe back here.
Well, you're both crouching down behind the general crowd here, not just Valentine. It's
having that little harsh whisper conversation with each other.
What was the Imrian's name again?
How did you pronounce that since you created him, Ari?
Darren.
Darren. After introduced, then Aspasian will go, okay, we'll now adjourn to the dining hall where food and entertainment will be provided. You may all get to know each other and discuss your foreign ways with our with our people. And you're led into another bigger than it needs to be hall. And here there's a stage area where some of those Bodor musicians are.
Rotund?
Yeah. They're amber skin, short, round faced, portly build, large pointy ears. They're playing some music there. There's some mandolins dancing around, demonstrating local dances. There are tables with food and drink all over. There's different types of art on the wall. And there's some paintings and tapestries. There's a few sculptures around, all brought in there, and with the various Quan dignitaries, and Suk, if you want to count him.
Are we directed to specific places?
No, it's sort of mingle and sample food here and there and drink here and there.
Ah, okay.
I take it Zamul's a servant who I talked to earlier is there as well, am I correct?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
I'll sidle up with a drink in hand and say, I'm prepared for the night, Sip.
Yes, I will meet you in the place you designated.
Yeah, stay in the tree line, and I will provide you with a distraction so you can get your object in the water, then I can then take it the rest of the way.
All right. Then as you're mingling at some point, you as well get Vana aside and say, the package I wanted you to... get out of Quan will be delivered to your ship tonight.
Oh, yeah, the package. She doesn't seem like she's she is paying attention, but it seems like she's distracted, I think. It's like, yes, the package. I remember now.
It will be delivered around the time that Ardan is at its peak.
And she nods at him, but her eyes are not on him at the moment. Where is Doran at the moment? Like, obviously with the rest of the guests, but...
Yeah, he's going around looking for some seafood that he could enjoy.
We do have good seafood here.
Looking for the raw fish or fish eggs or something.
Oh, good. He's not looking over here then.
And take it, Sharmia's making eyes at Val.
Yeah. Yeah, is there anybody in particular that anybody's going to want to try to talk to or try to, well, avoid in Vana's case?
Avoid Doran. But actually, is there an open area?
I think it is an open area.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, like a garden-ish area that I could run to.
Well, you're all kind of in this room. If you want to head out the door, then one of the cane guard, or maybe before you got to the cane guard, Mandalan servants go, where are you going, madam?
Oh, okay. All right, so she's not going to risk that. She'll just try to avoid him.
Yeah, I may seek out the head of, titular head of the Sunrod captains and see about, you know, maybe getting a better assignment next time. Use my non-existent social skills to try to woo him and convince him that I should be doing something better than I am right now. Could I use my culture? Or is that wouldn't be a
problem? I don't think so. It'd have to be something charisma-based. Could give you a +2 bonus because... You did fight off those corsairs, so...
Did my very best to defend the mistress, yes.
Better captain, you probably would have been able to avoid them altogether, but, you know...
In that pig of a boat? If we had a proper ship, they wouldn't even dare come near us. Anyway.
All those cages just slowed you down.
One would think with all the birds flying in the cages, we would have flown to the skies, but no, we didn't. 15. Respectable.
We'll see there, maybe, based off this these trade negotiations, we may be having some ships doing some trading into the West. We could see about getting you a position, captaining one of those.
Ah, tip my cup and thank him. Thank you, sir. I shall not disappoint you.
See that you don't.
I silo off and talk to some of the other captains, and we all grouse about our command.
Anybody else?
Well, I was definitely planning to... The smooth, but now that Zane is here, it's like, as long as him or his man does not get word to the satrap of my previous indiscretions, I should be fine. But I would hate for the satrap to make a incorrect connection. So we will be charming and fashionable and just generally... Bounce around on the, I imagine the whole layout is kind of circular, you know, kind of ad hoc. So imagine if there's an orbit between, the Xandirs and me. We somehow magically always seem to end up on the opposite sides of the room.
Well, Lord Zane and, the fellow with him, they split up. And,
of course.
Time, yeah. While you're doing a great job of avoiding, Maxentius, you're, turn around, and the other fellow is right there. Valentine, I believe, extending his hand for a handshake.
We'll shake that hand. I may be braver than that, but...
Going on, see Zamul.
Mm-hmm.
You see Doran, the Imrian, the fishman.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't think I described the Imrian here. They're big. He's like 6'5". They have yellow-green scaly skin... Coated with translucent slime. You know, they have webbed hands and feet, sharp teeth, claws, big muscular sloped shoulders.
Is he draped in any way, like dressed in any particular fashion, or is he just like slime coated?
Kind of just like a harness netted thing on his torso and, well, like skirtish type thing.
So he has an Imrian wife beater on.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds good.
I attempted at one time to purchase Vana from this Imrian, right?
Yeah. And Vana,
maybe not in
since
person.
He's here, she's somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm not here. At least I'm trying to convince you I'm not here.
Well, I mean, I'm here with Mudmen attempting to supply... the Kwan with a workforce in certain areas, right? And I'm guessing right now he's my prime, like, competitor. So, of course, I have to, you know, move over and say hello and try to gauge what he's about. So that's what I'll do. Someone will move across the floor and join him by the whatever, you know, horrible raw hors d'oeuvres are heaped on the table. And, you know, he'll nod appreciatively and smile ingratiatingly and say, great Darren. An honor as usual.
Yes, I'm good to see you. His Talislan, he speaks low Talislan and he has this horrible accent. He's probably just hurting your ears just to listen to him.
Of course, I'm smiling ever harder. I have culture, Imrian. Is there a particular, like, greeting that you do? Or like, something I should be aware of?
Oh.
That might require a roll?
Exchange slime. I don't know.
They shed slime.
The Imrian greeting, that's probably fairly easy to remember, so take a +5.
Oh, okay.
So, so small chance of doing something offensive. But.
All right, let's hope I don't fail terribly. A little failure is fun, but let's see. Okay, boom. Oh, 21.
Yeah, you remember it perfectly, however ridiculous it seems to you.
Of course, yes. Take that, Imrians.
It's the whole fist bump and elbow tap thing.
I hope it's not, because that's going to leave a slime coating on my shoulder.
Yeah, probably, oh, it is. Probably is something the equivalent, you know, like spitting in your hand or something that Zabuo would not like to do.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just swallow hard and do it, because I need every piece of leverage or like good graces I can wring out of him. It's something gross and lovely, and with that out of the way, Samuel says, I have seen your very impressive vessel in the harbor. Is it true that it carries many prized slaves to this corner of the world?
Well, I'm sure we will make a wondrous deal with the Taquan and be bringing many slaves.
I have heard that there is a certain shortage of good servant bondsmen in the north. Have you heard something similar? Or might I perhaps borrow your acumen for a bit for some business advice?
I've not heard this. Where exactly in the north? Yeah.
Yeah, since Sybil doesn't have culture or anything here, or like, I don't know, he just says, well, I have, of course, not heard exactly where, but I've heard there is a certain shortage of servants for the Quan in the northern quarters, perhaps where these filthy, and I sort of nod to the Sunra, seamen are from.
Maybe I'll see if I can make that my next port of call. I believe when last we met, you were, I'm sorry I was able not to deliver on the Jaka you requested. If you are still interested, I can still endeavor to fulfill that request.
Oh, do you have many Jaka on board at this very time?
Not at the moment.
Indeed. Do you have perhaps a lead on some?
Oh, always, always, always.
Always. Hmm. Well, I may in fact be interested if something should come up. That's a good offer for you. Good of you to offer.
I'm always able to supply you with whatever goods you need.
I'm like looking at my skills, trying to figure out what I could possibly do to get something out of him. And I'm like, maybe it's actually not a skill. Maybe it's more like a perception deal. How confident does he seem that he's able to supply the Quan with what they need? Like, do I get a sense of that?
Yeah, it sounds like a perception type.
Yeah, so that's +1. Ooh, 20. I am on my game.
You are.
You should probably give me some negatives because I'm still like in withdrawal, but you know.
Even with negatives, it's still going to be a full success. So you get the idea that he thinks he's got goods that the Quan are going to want. He seems to be, he's in good spirit. He's glad he's here. This is going to be a good deal for him.
Shit. All right. Who can I sour? Who can I speak to sour that deal? I shall have to withdraw and consider this. Yes, I think that's what Sybil will do. He will apologize and say, of course, I must greet the other guests. Good luck with your hors d'oeuvres.
As he's stuffing his face with some stinky raw fish.
Great Imrian voice, by the way. Just good stuff.
So let's go back to Valentine's. It's Todd's back.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll accept that handshake. Valentine the Dashing. Good to meet your acquaintance.
Yeah, he introduced himself as Magnus. You think it's like his nephew?
Ah, well, I was actually dallying with the other parts of the family, but we probably met at the wedding.
Yes. You know, my uncle does not like you.
Yeah. His sense of humor leaves something to be desired. How is the Lord and Lady doing these days?
All right. My aunt is as beautiful as ever.
Ah, good to know. What brings you to this far from Fair Sandir?
Business is a good opportunity to do business. The Quan have a lot of gold, and this is a good chance to get a bit of it and see the world.
I travel myself. I step back and stretch and show off my sash. They have some interesting materials.
Obviously, you got that here locally?
Just a little bit of local material, just a little bit of that Zandir fashion. I think it'll go over well.
I don't know that my uncle would find it as interesting, so maybe you want to stay away from him. I don't think he'd challenge you to a duel, since he has this thing, he's a noble and you're not a noble, so fighting you would be beneath him.
So his sense of humor has not improved. Okay.
No.
That is good to know. It has been educational meeting you, Magnus. I would ask that you pass on my regards, but I'm sure the good Lord would not see it that way.
Probably not.
Ah, I like this guy. Just for your own safety and interest, you might want to stick closer to Lord Zane, because if he thinks that you need to serve his honor, I would hate to cross blades with you. You're a good fellow.
I thank you. I wasn't expecting to get in a duel here.
Well, the Quan are quirky. Who knows? They might consider a duel a fine form of entertainment.
Yeah, they might, yes. Those crazy Kang always love a good fight.
Yes. Have you noticed there's a lot of Kang around here? I'm wondering if there's problems with security.
Quan seemed to go a little overboard on the security.
Well, they didn't take our weapons away, so they must trust their servants.
Either that or the Kang are supposed to be like living statues or part of the art.
I'll have to ponder that. Maybe study a Kang or two. Appreciate the Kangness of it all.
Yeah, one just growls at you. What are you looking at?
Those mighty thews.
So as he'll take his leave to go back to his uncle, we'll say about that time a Mandalan woman comes up to you, Valentine, bows and says, Sir, I bring a message from my Mistress Charmina.
Step away from any prying ears. Please.
The mistress would like to have you come join her tonight.
I would be more than pleased to abide by that.
Meet me at the eastern gate of the guest area tonight, near the time that Ardan is high in the sky. I will lead you there.
Looking forward to it. Just smiles and charm and all that. There's a lot going on under the moonlight tonight, isn't there?
Seems to be.
I'm just thinking of the one scene from the original Pink Panther movie.
So, do I notice this interaction?
Do perception.
Go ahead, flaunt your perception.
I'll say this is going to be -5. The servant did try to pick a time when Valentine.
Right, discreet.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's hope I roll high. No.
Your boisterousness provides ample distraction.
Totally self-indulged.
At that time, you see the Amanian woman in the plate armor is just giving you the stink eye. eyeing you like you are some sort of devil.
Well, I, of course, give her the narrow stare and the shit-eating, I will sell you anything grin. and I raise my glass to her or something, right, if I have one.
It's like saying, F you. Yes, yes, please do.
No, I think he's totally misreading her gaze. He thinks he's more alluring than it really is.
You never know. Although he isn't that dumb.
No, not that dumb.
Not that dumb.
He just steps a little closer and says, you should embrace Ah if you wish to be saved.
Ah who? Ah what?
Ah, the omniscient.
Ah, I see. See, I have a god who is more important than yours because he has two syllables. Avar.
Ah, sees all. He has shown me you are a man of wickedness.
Wickedness? Such fantasies. I am simply a servant of my... Well, is it a kingdom or a, what would I call it? An empire?
Whatever you want to call it, it's fine.
I'll call it an empire then, because that's how I think of it.
Sure.
Nothing more, nothing less. It is a very interesting symbol you have there. I point to the eye.
Ah sees all. Ah sees what you are up to.
Could I perhaps interest you in some golden thread or something more jolly to brighten that drab dress?
Ah provides me with all I need.
You know what? I'll raise my cup to her mouth and go, did you say ah?
She is... turns and storms off there.
To be perfectly honest, I would too.
Those social skills of yours are paying off, aren't they?
Yeah, I think she sees Valentine and comes up to him. I saw you with the Farad there. Has shown me much evilness is going to come from him. You should be careful.
I'm always careful. But I have to ask, how do you keep that white from getting dirty?
Cleaning is one of the duties that shows our, looking for good religious terms.
Devotion.
Showing our devotion to Ah.
It seems like a lot of work. Maybe the all-seeing eye should go for maybe gray.
White is a symbol of our purity.
Ah, purity. I've heard of the concept.
Ah, purity.
Probably the only pure person in this room right now.
You're so terrible. She comes to you and tries to be like, warn you of some imminent danger, and you're just as horrible as I am.
This is a party full of horrible people.
It kind of is. It's like, look, we're in a large snake pit.
And you're the snakes.
I'm aware of his failings, and I've managed to keep my nose out of the dirt for the most part. I do appreciate the concern.
Ah has shown me he has too much witchiness, and I will stop him. Do not be in the way when this happens.
I see. Is there any particular timetable that I need to be aware of to not be at his side?
The sooner you are rid of his wickedness, the better.
Ah. Yeah, I keep saying that.
Myself. That's so good. I can see that. See, if it had been a comedy, she would also be going, ah.
Okay.
She'll take her leave of you then. Because remember, Ah sees all.
Damn it. It's like some evil meme. Okay, I'll be with you.
Uh-huh.
Always. Damn it, I think I need to go and talk to our Farad and say, you know, I think she's planning something against you.
Is that what you open with?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure we know who we're talking about.
I think Samuel, when you like walk up to him, he's sort of, are there any light sources in the room, like maybe candles or some kind of brazier or something?
Oh yeah, sure. There's some.
So he's sort of
go ahead. Fish oil lamps.
Ah, okay. So he's sort of slightly distant, and he's begun to focus on one of the braziers with the sort of glowing coals in, as if he's considering something. And so when you speak up, he sort of jerks to his senses and goes, "Oh, who? I'm sorry, who?"
Do the old pointing with the eyebrows at her whiteness.
I'm trying so hard not to say it. I see, is what Samuel says.
So what does your fire say to you?
I have not consulted Abar yet. But of course, what threat could she possibly make? She is a piffling foreigner in a foreign land. I have a whole ship full of pirates. And you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. She does appear to be a heavily armored threat. I'm sure she'll sing quite well.
Have you had much trouble negotiating armor?
Civilized duelists don't bother with it.
So you are telling me I am paying you even though you couldn't get past armor?
Oh, no. I have no problem taking out someone as bulky as she is.
Well, good. And if you fail, I'm sure Trog can sit on her, and then she will break, no matter what.
Absolutely. Sometimes the best way to deal with brute force is brute force.
Has Samuel at all noticed that Charmina is, like, into Valentine?
Well, you'd certainly notice when you're on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
We spent quite a while talking.
Yes.
True. Oh, right. You were invited. Now I remember. Okay, so someone will go,
It's a trap.
Yes, it's a trap. Good, Valentine. It seems you have gained the approbation of the satrap's wife. Am I correct in this?
She appreciates good fashion sense.
We are equally self-important.
That's one way to put it.
So, yeah, someone will, like, narrow his eyes even more narrow than they are to begin with, and then sort of look you up and down as if trying to gauge what's so important or fancy about you. Like, obviously, you have some fashion.
Show off my sash.
A sashy turn at the hip, you know.
A sachet.
I see. If I understand, these things at all, I'm sure that within a certain amount of time she will call on you and you might perhaps engage in some sort of conversation. I don't advise going any further than that. However, if she were to make such an offer, it would behoove you to paint the Imrian Darren as a dishonest businessman with an inferior product.
I'm sure that will come up in conversation, rolls his eyes.
I don't think Samuel even notices that you're being, like, sarcastic, because you're his employee. So he's like, yes, see that it does. And when you do, remember that it should be a casual observance, not an agenda. I'm sure you can manage it between whatever flowery things you will have to talk about.
Of course. If I happen to catch your ear, I just want to say, or other body parts, I'll let her know that you're a fine businessman and an upstanding member.
No. Do not at all mention me. That would be a mistake. You should simply suggest that the Imrian Darren is a dishonest and terrible businessman with an inferior product.
Well, it's also that, and he's actually a secret hater of the Quan.
This could also be a good idea, but do not elaborate too much. I know you are fond of this, but too much is simply too much, you understand. Also, do not be alarmed, but your paycheck does depend on her believing you.
I think I can achieve the simple task.
Excellent. Now I must return to these...
Try the fish eggs.
I think several Blanches simply walks away.
No appreciation for the finer things.
They're fresh. You can tell. You can see them wiggling inside.
Any other interactions anybody wants to do?
How about the fishy folk or the seafarers? Maybe you have something to talk about.
It's a business meeting for us. I mean, it's like, yeah, we have to be here because, yeah, we have to be here.
Maybe there's a Von Azuk, like, situation that you might get into, like, you know, oh, fancy meeting you here.
Oh, you know, I probably would go talk to her and thank her for not sinking us and taking us as slaves. Almost exactly those words, too. I wish to apologize, Madam Captain. When I saw your ship, I thought you were in league with the Mandalorian pirates.
They have nothing to offer me.
Well, I do thank you for rescuing us. I was a bit worried that you were going to sink us and take us as slaves.
Why would I do that?
That's what pirates do. At least around here.
You got lucky. It was a good day for me.
And may I compliment you on your skills piloting your ship? Might raise a glass.
You may. I am rather good at it.
Then I lean closer. I saw the servant talk to you. So, yes, I'm be delivering a package tonight. Just to remind you.
I know.
I'll be knocking in the bottom.
Could you mention it any more times?
That's something you want to bring up in this crowd?
No. You'd be surprised what they're talking about tonight. There's at least three plans to overthrow the satrap. At least two slave uprisings being planned. And I think, I look at Val, then I look at Shermia. There will be entertainment later on tonight.
This would be like a Tuesday for sure. Like, yeah, I've heard it all before.
This is not my first regatta, if you get my meaning.
Oh, I get your meaning perfectly. Also, I may have some work for you.
Oh, I was going to ask, because I'm in the good graces right now with the harbor master and the captain and the captain of captains. I may be getting a route out your way. Been there once before as a able seaman, but as a captain, I'm just curious, best places to avoid.
I could give you an entire list of the best places to avoid if something miraculous were to happen tonight.
Is that a euphemism?
You're not my captain. Now, I do literally say, you're not my type, Captain. You're too furry.
No.
Oh, my apologies.
You don't have enough curves for me anyway. If a certain slave trader's head were to wind up on the bow of my ship.
Which one?
I'll let you guess.
Poor Zamul.
No. As she say that, her eyes are slowly sliding over towards Darren. A certain slave trader's head were to end up on the bow of my ship tonight. I may be persuaded to take you on as a partner.
Well, that would take some doing. I am not the assassin type.
No, but no, you know the assassin type.
Actually, no, I don't know the assassin type. Unless you're talking, I look at Val.
Perhaps. Perhaps not.
Perhaps not. At least I could do something like, you know, put some holes in the bottom of his ship.
Make sure he doesn't make it out of port, and I will consider weighing you in on our considerable amount of treasure.
Well, I'll be near the harbor master's residence tonight, so I might report seeing something odd aboard his ship that requires the harbor master's attention. It might detain him for a while.
Detained is better than following. Also, I owe you a great boon. And I do not forget my debts.
Okay, we gotta rewind, Rami. What boon did I do?
You saved my ship.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, yes, well, I mean,
you saved my ship and my boys, so yes.
I was trying to save my own ship and the mistress.
Well, in doing so, you...
happy add-on.
A few more, yes.
Raise my glass and, you know, clink. To a future partnership, perhaps?
To a future partnership, and... Hopefully, a certain miracle that may happen tonight.
Oh, there's going to be many miracles happening tonight, not all of them requiring ships. Anyway, happy hunting.
Happy hunting. Clink. Clink. I don't have the sound effect, so click.
Yeah, and I go wander off and grab some eels.
Yeah.
Oh, they're wonderful in this salty fish sauce.
I think I like pure meat, thanks. Where is Doran at this point in time? Like, in the room, where is he?
He's probably over there eating some of those raw eels that, Sook said were tasty.
Okay, so I'm gonna go completely the opposite way of him.
Okay.
Is there a polite way to ask to use the restroom? I mean, I'm not actually going to use the restroom, but I need to find a place I can be alone for a minute.
One of the servants can show you to the privy.
Okay, she's going to break down in there. Because she's been holding it together for so freaking long. And she's just going to break down into fear, curl into a little ball, and start whimpering. She's afraid of him. They're going to come after her. It's like, what the heck is going on in there?
Now I know what I will do for plan B.
Eels. That's what's happening. She had the eels.
Plan B. Everyone to the privy.
No. Is there a moment where I might approach the, was it a Casmirin?
Yes, there's a Casmirin.
The Aben something, Aben.
Aben Qua, or Aben Elqua.
Okay, I have no idea who this is or like what he's about. So out of curiosity, I guess someone will approach and say, good evening. I do not know your kind. Are you, what sort of business are you in?
I can provide whatever sort of mechanical device you would imagine.
Mechanical device?
Mechanical wonders, like the which these Quan have never seen.
Give me, pray tell, give me an example of this, such a mechanical wonder.
Well, I believe you're a merchant. You must have much wealth.
Naturally.
If you wanted to secure this wealth, I could design a vault and locks that no one could penetrate.
This does sound useful. Are the, am I to understand that the Quan are in need of vaults or locks?
Well, they have much wealth. They must want to protect it.
It would seem they have a lot of protection already, and I'll you know, glance to the various Kang, that's what they're called, lined about the room.
Yes, they have many of these servants wandering about. I wouldn't think they'd want to trust them, leave their valuables open in front of them. Should be locked away.
Perhaps you have a point. Ouch. That is an interesting point of view. You must not have very loyal slaves in wherever you are from.
One should never trust the absolute loyalty of slaves or servants.
Oh, foreshadowing! You know, someone will arch a brow at that.
Say,
and
do you
remember,
have Jeeves at your side?
I don't know, if he hovers by my side, then sure, maybe he's there. But I mean, Sybil like doesn't even consider that a possibility because he's always trusted the man.
Jeeves just has complete passive, placid face, no reaction.
You know what? Maybe Sybil like shoots him like a glance of like, can you believe this guy? Like seriously.
What a paranoid kook.
Yes, yes. Would you perhaps also be able to make interesting and intriguing designs so far as manacles and other cages are concerned?
Certainly, if that is what you would want.
Erlang?
Though I suppose any contraption that would trap something or keep something safe. I don't suppose a very good lock on a very poor cage would do much difference.
Cage is only as strong as its weakest point.
True. I shall meditate on this. I hope you enjoy the rest of this evening. And then, you know, he'll signal Jeeves that it's time to, like, move on to someone else.
The evening comes to a close. You guys go back to your cottage. Sook goes off to...
our little place on the other side of the island. Oh, I'm going to try to scare up a big piece of leather if I can find some.
Sure. What are you intending?
Oh, that's basically, I realize that just putting a conch over someone's head is not going to work. If they need to breathe, it needs kind of be kind of sealed. So if I can get a big piece of leather, I can put a hole through it and then put over their head. You know, we're not talking watertight, but it'll be probably less water getting in than if I just didn't put anything at all. It's also part of the plan to distract whoever may come bothering me while I'm trying to distract them from seeing, what's his name again? Zimir? Zima?
Jeeves.
Your servant. Jeeves. Jeeves and the package.
It's Jeeves. How can you forget his butler is Jeeves? Come on.
Jeeves. Okay. Yeah, a nice big piece of leather, so.
Sometime during the day, you've been able to procure that.
All right, so I got my conch in that, and I've definitely got twine for tying it up with, so that's not a problem. Since I have no stealth, I'm going to be distraction instead.
So, you guys go back to your cottage. Vano, do you have any plans?
Other than to get back to my ship, not really.
Okay, so then they will make arrangements to deliver you to your ship. As you're kind of settling in there, Zamul Jeeves comes to you with your pipe, and I know you have been suffering, sir, and you need to be at your best for tomorrow's negotiation, and need whatever rest you can get tonight, so... I procured a bit of what you enjoy.
Yeah, right. And of course, someone's like, oh, yes, of course, Jeeves, you always think of everything, don't you? What would I do without you? And, you know, he'll light the pipe as if it's the natural thing. Get to smoking. And we probably get like this little silly devilish, like the coals in the cup light. And we see that, you know, Lord of the Rings, see Gandalf with his pipe underlit sort of deal.
Probably light some candles because so you can enjoy the flame.
Yes.
And he'll withdraw from the room. And I guess anything Valentine wants to do before his rendezvous?
Oh, maybe find a some nice smelling toilet water. just generally dull himself up a little bit.
There's a lot of awe in there.
Oh, hush. That's the Oklahoman Zandir accent. And sure, Eastern Gate when the moons are high.
You go there, you see the servant is there waiting for you. So she leads you out of that area. You notice there are a couple Cain guards who are very intently not looking at you.
I'm starting to feel slightly demoralized. I might not be the first Dalians.
When has that ever stopped you?
This is true.
So yeah, she will lead you up into the mansion complex. Through that lovely garden area, room with a big giant bed with the diaphanous curtains around it. A hand comes out with the beckoning finger, and then we'll fade to black.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Have a nice evening of playing checkers.
Yes.
And remember to tarnish the reputation of a certain Imrian.
We'll see if that actually comes up in conversation.
Then where were you going to be, Sook?
Oh, I figured the one place no sane person would ever try to go would be the best place to do it, which is of course by the Harbor Master's shack. So I'll meet with Jeeves in the forest line though before we get out on the actual beach. And I'm dressed more plainly. I'm dressed like a plain Sunra.
When you meet with him, he is with another Mandalan, a female. This is the package. Take care of her.
Is she bound or
no?
I nod my head. No names, please. Less I know, the better. I point to where there's some boats stacked up. There's always boats stacked up in a harbor someplace. When I distract him, you can go around behind those boats into the water. Don't go too far, and then I'll meet you out there, and we will proceed to look out the maze of boats. Nice spot, Vana's ship. And I'll take you out there. But give me a few minutes. You'll know when I haven't. Thoroughly distracted when you can attempt to go out there. You understand?
She nods.
Shake my head, grab my conch, stick the leather and twine inside of it, and say, now to go and play act. And I just boldly as anything, just tromp right out, walk up and walk to the beach, sit down, pull the stuff out of the conch, and I start scrubbing the inside with sand and dipping in the water, making noise, and calling attention to myself while I'm doing it.
Maybe a little singing.
Yeah, making a little singing, scrubbing the inside, reaching inside every so often, pulling out a bit where was left of the previous inhabitant and sniffing and throwing away and just making, myself obvious.
Couple sailors who, maybe you know them, they come walking over. Sook, what are you doing out here in the middle of the night?
Oh, I'm basically going to do a little fishing. I'm putting out to the waters. I mean, back there, it's all, we fish that out, but, there's new boats in. They always bring new things. And I figure try some new delicacies, some new things we could try, maybe grow near a site. So I'm going to do a little fishing, and I hold the conch up, and this will hold plenty. I just want to make sure there's nothing aside, pull out a little bit of something and throw it away. Nothing is here to poison them. And besides, holding the conch up, this is a wonderful looking conch. I could probably sell this later on to somebody, make a few silver, probably more like copper, but make a little money.
So it sounds like you're being deceitful.
Oh, yeah. I don't have that skill, but I actually fairly plan to make sure I come back with stuff in that conch.
So take a +3.
All right. And this against my what?
Charisma?
Yeah, so that's +3. I'm not very good at this, am I?
What, are you drunk? What are you doing? Get out of here.
Oh.
Go home.
Do I know his name?
Sonran.
Sonran. I'm not doing anything, all right? Put the conch down. Listen, and I start talking to them, and hopefully this is the point where I have their rapt attention, and that's when the package goes into the water, I hope.
You must be drunk. Let's get you home. And they're getting on the other side of you, thinking you may not be able to stand properly. And
I stick everything back in the. I stick everything back in the conch. I pick myself up and look at them. I can do it myself. All right. Thank you. Go and tend your ships. They're listing to port.
You take that back, sir.
They're leading you up.
Back to our village.
The buildings.
At some point, I'm just going to shake them off and say, okay, I can do this myself, all right?
Once they get up there, then they'll let you go.
Yeah, and I'll walk in the direction of my hut until I disappear around a corner and then back into the forest as fast as I can to get to back to where I told the package to get into the water.
All right, so your plan is then to try to sneak across the beach into the water?
I'm unskilled in stealth, so what, dex?
I wish you had me with you.
Yeah, my dex is zero, so do I get any bonuses from the cover?
It is dark.
I give you a +2. It's all right. Dark, but you've also kind of
alerted them. Oh, that's a full success.
That's actually a partial with that. We'll come up with a bit of a cost here. Okay, you were able to sneak into the water.
I do the conch up. Said, okay, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath again. Blow it out. Take another deep breath. You surface types got to do this. And then we'll put the conch over her head and sort of secure it around her neck. And then down onto the water we go. And I go as far as I think she can hold her. She can hold her breath and put a little air in the conch. And then back slowly to the surface so she can get some more breath and not break the surface, but try to slowly come out of the water.
Okay.
Whether or not she can do that, that's something else. But we'll do my best. And I do have good swimming, so I might be able to actually do this.
Okay. Somewhere when you're getting close to mm-hmm. on a ship, one of the times when you surface, you see a patrol boat has just passed you. The Kang, who are at the bow, didn't see you, but you see a couple of the Sunra oarsmen. They do see you. So what are you going to do about that?
I just bring one finger up and, one finger up and it says, shh, and back under the water. And then go as fast as I can to get away from that spot.
Give me a charisma roll as to how well these guys might like you.
They don't like me. They don't like me. But it's a partial success. It is a partial.
You don't know what the result is that. You don't hear immediate yelling.
But it may be coming back this way. Yeah, I'm going to swim as fast to Vana's ship as I can.
No difficulty getting there.
I pull up to the side and wrap on the side of the hull. Hopefully Vana's awake.
Yeah, she is.
All right.
She's paranoid as all get out, but she's awake. Yeah. She's pacing on the ship.
Take the conch off the woman's head and said, "Package delivery."
Gasping and spitting up some of the water that got through.
Sorry. And hopefully someone lowers a ladder down or something, a rope ladder.
Yeah, one of my boys would.
All right. And I go, unwanted attention. Could you provide a little distraction or something?
How am I supposed to do that?
Start talking very loud and yelling at people. I don't know. Be a captain.
She's going to do the one thing she knows how to do. That's cause a distraction. She's going to literally start a fight among her boys.
I throw her the conch shell. Here you go. Gift. I don't know what I can do with this anymore. It's just in the way.
Oh, fantastic. I'll put that in my collection. Shiny.
And then I remember I made a promise and I look where Darien's ship is and I have a dagger and what I'm going to do is not poke holes, but I'm going to take out the waterproofing between the planks if I can. If I can get there without being spotted. Yeah.
Vana is starting a fight and then pulling this Mandalan woman up onto your deck.
Yes. Give her a cloth, dry off, give her a blanket. I don't know, how am I supposed to return her to where she came from?
Your agreement with Jivez was that, you get paid another 100 gold when she's delivered to the city of Taran, which is where Zamul and Jivez came from. And the also agreement was that Zamul is not to know anything of this.
Yeah, I will. Where is a good place for her? I will put her in the hold with the softest goods.
The hold with the mud men?
You could always just dress her up as part of the crew.
Oh, I could. How long is her hair?
What's wrong with that mud man? He looks malnourished.
How long is her hair?
Pretty long.
Well, it's getting chopped off. I'm going to turn her into a boy.
Well, you've probably got female crew members.
Not many. I'm going to turn her into a boy so she's not discovered.
You're turn her into a pirate?
Turn her into a pirate, yeah. I'll give her, I won't give her an eye patch because that's ridiculous. I'll give her like a scimitar and some of one of my boy's old clothes that fit her and just kind of like do the thumb thing. It's like, okay, you'll pass as a guy.
Right. It's too bad you don't have spirit gum here. You could take your hair and turn it into a beard.
But we don't have spirit gum. Damn. Yeah. Well, she's just getting a very large haircut and a makeover then.
And she never.
And her name is now Tyke, T-Y-K-E. That's what she is. She is supposed to respond to. Oh, and I'm gonna warn her if she gets any unwanted attention from any of the crew, just come to me immediately.
Sook, are you actually gonna go do something to the Imrian ship?
Yeah. I'm gonna go over there, and I have a dagger. Basically, you know, most these ships have some sort of caulking, you know, either rope soaked in tar or something, and then stuff between the planks. I'm just gonna pull some of it out.
Corkles are made of bones of giant craw and skin.
Oh, just poke holes in the skin. With a nut, with a dagger. Poke, 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 poke.
Let's do a stealth.
Something I'm good at, yeah.
You need to open that.
I'll have enough experience if I survive to open it up this time around.
We'll turn you into a seal eventually.
Oh, no wonder I screwed up last time. I rolled a D10.
Would make it more difficult. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I'll keep the roll. Any bonuses for being underwater and late at night and unattentive guards?
Just make your roll. Different people are going to have different abilities to detect you.
Okay, so we're not getting the Bedorian version of Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
No.
Instead, as you're underwater swimming, let's have you make a perception roll.
Can I ask why? Because I don't quite understand.
You will.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
As you're coming close to this ship, you notice a big, dark shape moving towards you under the water.
Oh, fiddlesticks. It's the eels.
Yes.
God damn.
I guess they're not well fed.
Yeah. This is where I use my swimming skill to get the hell out of Dodge.
I can see the ship lurching hard. What the hell happened there? The chains are taunt. You rolled a D10 again.
Yeah. Let me fix that. Sorry. That's better.
That's going to be enough. You noticed it soon enough. You're able to flipper your way far enough. And yeah, the chains pull and the ship rocks and everybody's on the ship is wondering what's going on.
And much like a squid, I leave behind an inky cloud. I'm going to just swim as far as I can around the bay till I get to a spot that's far from everybody and crawl out and just go, never again. Never again.
You didn't know that this was all part of that captain gig, did you?
All right. And Zamul, you're just looking to get zoned out.
I think that's the beginning. Like, he's satiating that the addiction, by stating his addiction. But then, since it is, like, I think it gives him a profound sort of, like, satisfaction, but also a sense of being really important and being able to take on the world. I think he'll slowly, gradually sort of go from being, the whole, finally I have my stuff, to like, I am worthy of so much, I need this contract. And so he'll go to the nearest flame and he'll begin to sort of evoke or call upon this entity which he believes is Avar. I want to use his voice in the fire for communion to see, to ask a question or something, if I may.
Sure.
So he'll prepare himself as best he can in this sort of weird, low-high euphoria.
The sound of sitar music playing in the background.
And, you know, he'll concentrate on this candle and he'll do the motions and he'll focus on it and say, you know, oh, Golden Avar, Lord of the Quickening Flame, what must I do to gain the plunder I am so rightfully due? And, you know, try to reach this entity.
I think on this, the level you cast it at, will be a bonus to your perception to be able to divine things.
Tell me that one again. So, like, okay. Purely process-wise.
You'll cast it. Your penalty to cast it will be whatever level you cast it at. Whatever level you cast it at will be a bonus to a perception roll to define what you see in the fire.
Cool. Okay, so I roll first whatever. Yeah.
To cast the spell, yeah.
Cool. In that case, you know, since he's in the middle of his, like, I can do anything mode, he'll probably grab, like, a 5. So I'll have -1 on the roll. That will negate my divination skill, like my magical
rating. Going whole hog, aren't you?
No, I could have taken -10 or something. So let's see how this goes. I'm sure it'll go really well. 7.
7, okay. We'll see. That will give me a chance to be more vague.
Cool.
Make a perception roll and with your...
+5, so +6 all told.
Drugs have some mind-altering properties too.
Oh, right. Katala. I wrote that up in the other thread.
Katala is just so nasty. We should say it's something a little different.
But that's what I'm addicted to.
Yeah, but that has, like, I think actually if you stop taking it for as long as the trip took, you'd be dead.
Oh, I see. All right.
Talking like you were talking Black Lotus, which is probably almost as neatly as
but
it has like the mind expanding properties.
Cool.
Well, anyway, just make the roll plus with your +5, sure. And we'll divine the meaning from that.
Bada boom.
So that's going to be a full success. So as you're staring into the flames, you see a fortress on an island. And some upper works up on this hill, and then below it, there's the lower works. And you probably won't make this connection till actually the next morning. So maybe you're going to make a connection there. But your brain's probably too fuzz now to make the connection.
I just see some fortress. Okay, cool.
You get the feeling that this is important to Avar. Something there is important.
I see. And of course, since I assume that, you know, what pleases him should be good for me, like, I probably assume that that's the same thing. Awesome. Okay. That's what I needed.
Let's go ahead and give you another perception check.
Okay. Who is spying on me?
Your eyebrows are on fire.
Minuses? Bonuses?
Well, I'm not going to let you know the minuses.
Okay. So just the perception test.
Just so it's 14. More of a mystery to you. You are zoned out of your... mind staring into the flames.
All right.
It's probably not good for your overall perception outside of the flames.
Ooh, fire pretty.
You seem to be fixed in the flames.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so we'll advance to later in the evening. Valentine is being led back to the guest area where you're staying. The handmaiden bows and says goodbye to you at the gate there.
Well, we'll give her a quick peck on the cheek, saying, thank you so very much for that delightful distraction.
I'm sure the mistress was pleased.
So am I. not egotistical at all. No. Well, hey, you know what? We'll probably whistle a jaunty tune, because, hey, nothing bad's going to happen now.
You head back to your guest cottage place.
What's with all these wet footprints?
Let's have you make a perception as you're coming back.
Oh, dear. You would ask for that. My weakness. Noticing anybody but myself.
But it's really fun when you fail perception tests.
Oh, 13. That's actually good for me.
As you're kind of around the corner and can see the cottage you're staying at. And you can just see the door closing.
Well, I kind of sort of knew this was coming. Pull out my sword, marshal my magical energies. Come on out. It's no good hiding.
It was quiet.
Well, that's rude. Come now. Don't have all night.
The door opens and Jeeves looks out and goes, sir?
What are you doing?
Please be quiet. We don't want to disturb Master Zamor.
Right. He's probably in some kind of stupor by now.
Nevertheless, we do not wish to disturb him.
What are you doing up so late?
I have many tasks I must accomplish.
Wouldn't sleep be one of them?
I require little sleep. My meditation is very restful. Perhaps you should try it.
I have other ways of meditating. I give him a salute with my sword. Good evening. And sink it back in the scabbard and stagger on the bed.
Okay. As you stagger into your room, you trip over something on the floor. What's that?
Yeah? something or someone?
Someone.
Oh. Oh. I think we need to shed some light on this.
If you light a candle,
sure.
It is the body of Lord Zane.
Oh. Oh. close the door.
This is like exactly what's coming out of Valentine's mouth. He's like, whoo doo doo doo.
Close the door. We don't want to disturb the Lord. Walk nonchalantly to Vana's ship and find a dark hold to hide in.
You may want to report it for Cease to Jeeves. He might be able to take care of it.
I think. Ooh.
I think this may be a good spot to end.
Yeah. Awesome.
So I hear that Lady Zane's now a widow.
Yeah, that's true.
But she's not here.
All right. Any feedback?
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff, yeah.
I like the fact that a lot of socializing and role-playing. Yeah, it's like, yay! The troubles, they get deeper as we open our mouths.
That's great. That's how it should be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was reading up, and yeah, unfortunately, stealth is none of my preferred skills, so it's going to be like 2 points to open it up per level, so that's going to be interesting.
Ooh, there are preferred and non-preferred lists?
Basically,
oh, yeah. If, of course, the yeah, right. Right.
Path, yeah,
right. Stuff in your path, and then stuff that, and sailors don't need to be stealthy.
Give everybody another 5 experience points.
Oh, cool.
Yay!
Can we use those at any time, or should we spend them when the adventure, so to speak, is over? Or
yeah, I can spend them any time. You know, I kind of like it to make some sense. You know, don't try.
Yeah.
You know, opening a completely new skill if there isn't been any sort of background to explain that you're been doing that.
Should I look this up, or would it be much easier to ask people? Is seduction a skill for my life paths? Because I'm sure I can find it eventually. Some people are more clever with the skullduggery of the system than I am. It's something I've been practicing.
You know, definitely. If it isn't, it seems like it should be. If it isn't, you can treat it as if it is because you're a Zandir.
Is it like a one-to-one ratio? Or
the cost to open it is the number of weeks it would take to learn it, which I'd have to look that up for.
Actually, no, stealth does not have training period. Yeah, it just says dex.
It does. All thieving skills, 10 weeks.
So I can basically, with my I can spend 10 of my 12 points to open stealth at its base level.
Plus one.
So what is the training cost for seduction?
It'd be 10.
I think we will do that because, hey, one should be appropriately equipped.
Okay, and the modifier there, obviously charisma for seduction.
And when you open it, you get 1, right?
Yeah, it starts at 1, plus 1. Mm. And if you want to increase any skill that you have, the cost is twice the level you're trying to go to.
Okay. Ah, okay.
And it's the level, not the rating. You don't count the modifier.
Ah. In that. Okie dokie.
Oh, good point.
Now I'm dangerous in the bed as I am on the battlefield.
Yeah, you go ahead and imagine that.
Well, I'm better off than that Farad. You just sit there and whisper dreams of...
I just have different bedfellows, okay? Mine are hotter.
Bedfellows, so they're guys, right?
Yes, what of it? No, what I should be doing is like saying hi to that dream merchant. That sounded interesting, but it didn't seem like the appropriate thing to do for Samul.
He already has his things that he gets high on, I guess.
True. Although the idea of like selling a dream to someone is like that's poetry, because it doesn't have any substance, right? Yeah. As far as Samul knows. So it would be like the ideal product. You don't have to produce it. You don't have to get it. It's just there, and then you sell it.
It's the dream essence is...
He doesn't understand it, so I mean, you know.
It's like software development.
Yes.
Profit.
The real problem is you have to have good dreamers to pull dreams from.
Sweet.
He's
black
not pull nightmares from her.
You have someone you don't like? You can give him a nightmare, I bet.
That'd be a way to take a negotiation and be sneaky about it.
You evil people, you're giving me ideas. I should contact the dream merchant to give the Imrian a horrible, portentous death dream or something, and he'll fuck off. It'll be great.
We're happy to help you.
I'm intrigued to see what this fortress is all about next time. This two-tiered fortress that I saw in my vision.
And I'll probably get a talking to in the morning for the harbor master. What were you doing out in the water?
Fishing. Badly. Fishing. Badly.
I admit, I was like momentarily a bit like aghast when you were talking about Vana and Sook were talking about like getting rid of the Imrian ship. And for a moment I was like, but scuttling it, all those slaves. Oh, wait, that's his product. Yes, get rid of the ship.
So once I have the skill, it costs twice the level. I can take it to the next level then?
Well, it's the new level, I think.
Yes, if you're going from 1 to 2, it would take 4.
With all you crazy people walking around this island, I should probably raise deception so I can like feign not knowing or like pretend.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah.
Anybody got any plans on where they think they're going to be going so I can get a heads up, maybe?
With the story or where?
Yeah, story or what your character thinks is going to be.
Well, I'm definitely going to be probably get a talking to by the harbor master about me being out and about last night.
Valentine wants to disappear. Well, it's one of those lines of, so, Valentine, where were you last night? Between a hard rock
and a very soft place.
So I see which side my bread is buttered on. So and that is on the side where there's no butter. So we might have to. Hey, do you have any Xandir on your pirate crew?
Probably.
I don't think
an
eye patch is gonna help you out here.
I may have to disappear.
Yeah, good luck with that. You'll be the best dressed fugitive.
No, I got fashion sense. I could totally do this whole pirate motif.
We have a murder mystery to solve, and you're
look
gonna
at that pirate. His getup is entirely too cohesive.
Look, they're color coordinated.
That's him.
So I think the nephew did it, and he's basically setting you up to take the fall.
No, really?
Yeah. The big question is, how do you get past all of Zamul's servants to drop the body in the room?
You're assuming that the body was dropped in the room. Zane might have actually just walked in on his own to face me since we have so much love and camaraderie, and then it would just be up to a little backstabbery while they're waiting for me, because they were expecting me to come back, and I didn't.
Well, it depends how much blood there is in the room. If it's a lot of blood, it happened there. If there's no blood, it didn't happen there.
Funny, I didn't hang around to do a survey.
So what's Vana's like trajectory? Like, what does she want to do?
Well, she wants to get the boy to the place that he is supposed to be at safely.
That's probably not going to happen, I'm guessing, until we leave.
Probably not. But
first thing in the morning, we could do that.
I think she's going to spend some time with her crew.
I guess I'm asking, like, do you want to do something about this Imrian that you hate or fear?
Other than stay the heck away from him? You know, I might just, like, check on his ship every now and again through the telescope, just making sure it's slowly sinking.
I think you should flee. Make haste. I wholeheartedly endorse that plan.
Look, guys, we have a business deal to make. It's not just leave. That's not happening.
It's a business deal. I cannot go back on a business deal. It even says that in my oaths. Yeah. Don't go back on a promise.
Very good.
So what you need to do is you poison some deckhands or some wharf rats and poison them and get them to come get close to the ship and they get eaten by the eels and you poison the eels.
Poor eels.
Don't
That's
think
not useful at
thinking
all.
Thinking that much right now.
All
right. I'd
be wondering if some of your crew, Vana, would be like noticing that you're all fidgety and nervous and like fearful. That would be a really interesting situation.
Some of them, honestly, they've been with me long enough. Some of them probably know the story and want him dead just as much as I do.
I see.
I can see it now. You, a large hand rests on your shoulder. Trog smash?
Yes.
Way too overt. Trog must not smash.
Your crew certainly have a dislike of Imrians, even if they don't know the story of this particular Imrian.
Wouldn't put past them your more devious crew that throw tainted meat at the at those eels.
Well, I'm just thinking like...
Why are you so focused on the eels?
Because they're trying to eat me!
I agree with Ari. This eel thing is getting out of hand. So I guess, I mean, for Samul, I think getting some deal with the Mudmen, with the Kwan, that's important to him. That's where he wants to go. So deal making. And also, of course, finding, like following this lead that he just got about the fortress that he doesn't quite know yet. Following through on that, because that's like serious business, serious Avar gold fire business.
That wouldn't be the fortress. That wouldn't be the fortress where I had an unfortunate experience, was it?
How would Zamul know that?
Yeah, he would know that. Someone might know what this damn fortress is. God damn it.
Wheels within wheels. Best kind of story.
Yeah, this is great. This is a lovely, like, fecund situation with lots of possibility. I like it.
Yeah, you guys clustered nicely so I could throw some grenades in. Thank you.
Oh boy.
Oh, you're welcome. We're good at, you know, at taking what should have been a one shot into a 2-year campaign.
No.
This group isn't coherent enough to withstand that long, I don't think.
I think we would conceivably eat each other in
presumably if as given long. Half the chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not if given half the chance. Oh, no. if circumstances,
as long as Dalton's in his pants,
if circumstances were of such a
It's from the Jaka too.
Why are you drooling and licking your?
The thing is, of all the characters, I'm playing the character who basically is the least psychotic. Machiavellian, least, you know, I just want to have a nice, quiet life as a captain. And
doesn't
then you idiots
guy.
Show up. And then you idiots show up.
Does not mean you are a good guy.
Making me work to find ways that to disrupt your quiet life, yeah. The others, they no problem.
I'm Arthur Dent, all right? I'm Arthur Dent. I'm about to get aboard and take it on a trip. You guys have a good day.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes my computer works best when I talk to it while I'm doing stuff like bookmark. Yes, that's what I want to do.
So you have the same model as John. If you want to contact us, we have a Facebook page. We started a Google Plus community. There's our forums, sundayskypers.freeforums.org. There's email, sundayskypers@zoho.com. That's sundayskypers, all one word, @zoho.com. And of course, there's always telepathy.